are listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams. And as promised, we have a very special series for you. And last week, we had Sergeant Robert Horton of the U.S. Army, and he is part of the psychological warfare specialist team. And he basically outlined a very important series that we're embarking on here with Commander-in-Chief Russell Hyphen J. Coon Gould. And Russell was the man that basically captured the flag back, set the people free, only the people don't seem to know it. So there is a story that is brewing here and has been part of history. And we are calculating the truth behind that history, since it's now time and it's all based on mathematical fact. And we're going to dive into that today with Commander-in-Chief right now, Russell-J. Coon Gould, and he is here joining us to, so we can hear it in his words. And he is going to outline exactly what the Constitution really is after what he did, what that means to you as a citizen, and what his system means to you as a citizen today. Welcome, Russell.
It's a pleasure to be here. So to give closure on some of the things that have been created, some of the things that the people need to know how to use and to learn about, because this is a new concept that citizens have not heard this story and can't really quite figure out where they sit in the usury of it. So without saying further ado, I'm just going to back through a little back history here. And what I basically figured out was I was studying international bankruptcies and how long they last. And the last recorded international bankruptcy was on October 29th, 1929. International moratoriums on bankruptcies run 70 years, which took us to November 2nd, 1999. So what David Hyphenwinkle and Miller and myself did was on August 12th, 1999, we filed copyrights on Title IV, 101.9 Dimension Flags, Title IV, Section 1, 2, and 3 in quantum grammar, on the mechanics of how the flag would be. We filed that at the United Nations, and we filed it with the United States Postal Service. The reason why we filed it with the United States Postal Service is because the post offices worldwide authorize each country's government, each country's banking system, each country's military. Some of the samples of that for the military personnel listening is, before you go into your branch of the military, you must go into the post office first and get your postal registration number. Once you get your postal registration number, then you can go into the postal military so they can send you on to your postal wars. And then when you come out of the military, they don't tell you to go back to the post office and terminate your usury on that number.
Wow.
Oh. Muster you back into service. So that's just a little tidbit for people that are in the military and have come out of the military and some of their usuries of contract. So back to the bankruptcy. So the flag was claimed by my partner, David Hyphenwinkle, and myself. David passed away a year ago, which is very sad, a little over a year ago. And so the fiefman and the copyrights and the construct for the correct grammar, Parsi syntax grammar, and the Federal Postal Court and the quantum banking moved over into my author, solitary authorization. And David was, when I built that, David was mainly a witness on contract. He did not actually build the Federal Postal Court and the quantum banking system. He was only there to provide witnessing because he didn't do any of the work on how it worked. So
it was basically your system.
It's the people's system. I'm just a vassal who set it up.
You're the architect.
I'm the architect who set it up.
But you hold the authorizations.
I held the authorizations to authorize those to come in and out of contract with the Federal Postal Court, the quantum banking system, and the movement of military matters and military personnel around the world. And those contracts were established at the for the military postal wars were established out of the Vatican on June 16th, 2003. And so those are contracts where I entered into contract with the Secretary of State at the Vatican and was identified as a solitary condition of the state and got a letter from them to those means because I had technical knowledge on classified material in quantum grammar and in their construct on what creates, unfortunately, war and the mechanics behind the trigger mechanisms behind that. I have a lot of classified knowledge in those fields. But that's
what you and David hyphen colon with Miller, is that, did I say it correctly? Did together was for what purpose and what exactly does that do for people?
Well, it was actually to stop all the wars. It was actually to give accountability to the people to control their own lives and their own equity. What I mean by that is when you look at our formulas for the math interface on grammar, we have the verb of thinking, but the thinking will never change the condition of the act because we use prepositional phrase where we preset the facts. So then we can look at the condition of thinking, the condition of mind, which is the verb of thinking within the formula, which never changes the condition of the performance. So you can look at the volition of why the facts were created. So you can go in on a spection, so to speak, on the condition of mind, which brings accountability. If you're a righteous and honorable person, it's a wonderful system to use. If you're a thief and you're a little slippery, this system is not for you because you will lock yourself up with the system. So if you're someone who constantly goes into contract with the volition to not perform for people, not for perform for citizens or for governments, my system is not for you because you will lock yourself up because your condition of thinking can be put on trial on why you didn't perform and do your duty for the people.
Interesting. So, well, then it's sort of a self, it has its own built-in attrition, but then yeah, that leaves those people outside of a system.
So it's your own autonomy, right? You get to self-govern yourself, which is really what this is all about, is being able to control your lives without trespassing upon other people's lives, where you don't force religion or sex or on anyone else, where you take total accountability for the world that you live in, that you choose to live in, under what we call naturalization. Mm-hmm. So when you study the construct of naturalization and how that works for each individual life, you will find a world where it allows a lot of self-governance. And so that's how that comes about. But back to the bankruptcy. The United States was coming out of a bankruptcy, so we filed on the flag, and then they had to vacate the guidelines, which was the Constitution of the United States and the Articles and the Bill of Rights. What that means is the federal government had to physically vacate the District of Columbia, and the trustee for that was the President of the United States. But because the guidelines were null and void, which were the guidelines to elect a trustee, which was the President, they could then vacate the District of Columbia, which was the 2000 election, the Florida Chads. They had everybody looking at the Florida Chads. What they weren't telling you was the reason why they slid it into a foreign vessel in dry dock and made a determination at the U.S. Supreme Court was that the U.S. Supreme Court was the chief location under yellow fringe flag to direct and fool the people, so the people would only look at the Supreme Court. And you got to remember, the United States Supreme Court can only give you an opinion. They cannot give you a fact.
Why not?
Because no law or facts shall be tried in court. What that means is you can't put your facts on trial in court. You can only put the condition of mind on trial.
So if you keep it in now time, then it is always in that time. That's what you just explained a little bit earlier, correct?
Yes, it's always in a now space scenario. So your banking, your value, your wealth always maintains a now space location for positioning.
Well, so the position would be clear at that point. It would be evident, in other words.
You have a lot of transparency, yes. Yes, it creates much transparency in the way that you move your contracts, your cargo, and your matters that are in your world. Now, I'm going to go back and stay back on point. So the Florida Chad, so they had to physically vacate the District of Columbia. They became in violation of Title 39, Section 101, Subsection A and Subsection B. So they vacated the trusteeship, which means the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights went bye-bye. They're no longer. So you can't go into courts and use those concepts because they'll laugh at you and lock you up. So what we did is we built a construct of a Bill of the Rights and constitutional articles. We don't call them articles. We call them contract claims, hyphen claims, within each contract that we file. So the citizens who use our system automatically have their constitutional rights, right? So it's a little different. So there's no continuance of evidence break between the guys who wrote the Constitution and the tenant's usury or the citizen's usury of the contract there, which means that if somebody signed a treaty for you, say like in 1734, mm-hmm. where now is the joinder between the citizen of that country who says that treaty is good and the people who wrote it? Because the times have changed, the condition of thinking has changed. So there's no establishment for foundation between those who wrote the treaty and the people who are trying to use it this day. So it allows the citizens worldwide to have a contract and a constitution and articles that they are enjoined with to deal with a now space concern.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Our modern world that speaks to what's happening.
Yes. Okay. It's a modern function of constitutional claims and rights where the citizen and the tenant who join with the construct get to use it forever now.
But let me ask this, what does that mean in terms of the Bill of Rights, for example? The first thing people in the world will say when they hear this is, but does that, well, what are they then? And what are those terms? Essentially, yeah. And what do we get out of this new thing? Was it the same or not the same?
Yeah, very similar. Press, grievance, arma, munitions.
What's different?
Travel. The grammar. The grammar is completely written, not a lot different. The grammar is completely written in correct communication, parsed syntax grammar. It does have, when you get into the banking side of things, it has concepts where
we're going to take a quick break. Hold on 1 minute and we'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. This is an amazing series. Stay tuned. We have much more with Commander in Chief right here on Making Life Brighter Radio.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams. And today we have special guest, Commander-in-Chief Russell-J. Gould, and he is here to say in his own words that which he created, which is a quantum banking system, and basically a new system for just about everything on planet Earth. And he has 82 treaties with different countries around the world, perhaps even more now. But he's here to speak to us about what the difference is and what he's done, and what we will have and have had, and also, what are our constitutional rights? Let's jump right back in, Commander.
Yeah, so what it's really designed for, the constitutional rights within our construct, is a condition where the constitutional rights stay with you at all times. Right?
So Did they not? They were outside of us, in other words. They were... Something you had to argue.
They were written by someone else, even though I wrote them and David wrote them. People join with that, and then they maintain that throughout the continuousness of their life, right? And so they comprehend that a founding father, which would be like, say, in this country, like John Adams. Well, someone born in 2000 or 2001, 2002, 2003, they have no joinder with John Adams' thinking from that time era, because their thinking has been totally changed by the modernization of where the Earth has evolved to. Mm-hmm. This allows that person that's born in 2000, 2001, 2002, whatever, since 19, however old they are now, to maintain a constitutional rights where they are consistent now, where they are in flow with the culture and the evolving system and the evolving matrix around us.
Now, let me interrupt you 1 second. People will argue the point, just because they don't understand this, that you are selling them an idea, but it needs to be understood that you've already done this. This is not an idea for sale. This has already been done. This is history. It's been changed. So let's go back to the Florida Chads a little bit and what happened from there and taking the flag and so on.
So what happened was, what I did is I filed in a contract with the United States Postal Service as a postal-inspector. And I mailed that application in. I syntaxed it, wrote it in correct grammar, and I mailed it into the United States Postal Service headquarters at 475 Lafayette Plaza in Southwest in Washington, D.C. On my green card, I had written postmaster-general, and then I put, Unity-States Postal-Service. At the time, we were using those terminologies. We've now changed that because of the grammar there, but I'm grandfathered in, so I could do that. And what the post office did is, instead of on the return card, the green card return card, they put a label over that which I wrote. Now, when you study what a label is, labels are classified as tickets. Tickets are classified as postage stamps. And so when I autographed across that label, it immediately made me the Postmaster General of the United States Postal Service by contract. And so I became the Postmaster General of the United States Postal Service with the flag. So when the federal government vacated its position, which was the president of the United States with the Florida Chats, they then became in violation of their own title site, Title 39, Section 101, Subsection A and Subsection B, because they were supposed to maintain a president at all times. But because they couldn't, because there was no guideline to elect a president, every presidential election afterwards had become was null and void. So I syntaxed the form for running for president through the Federal Elections Commission and disqualified the Federal Elections Commission. Because under the laws of boxing in the Federal Styles Manual, when you apply to run for the office of the President of the United States, all questions and all conditions in the Federal Elections Commission are in a box, which is in violation of the Federal Styles Manual, because anything in a box is blank on the page. So there are no words to run for president because there is no president. This is fiction.
Wow. So Donald Trump is not the president of the United States currently right now, based on what you're
saying. There's a corporation there, but there is no United States because that's an adjective pronoun. Because you said United States, ED moves you into past tense. Where's the now space cognition for control?
Well, then what would it be called? The United...
It'd be contracting hyphen states, because it was only contract. Contract is what moves... matters. And when you could, there's a lot of classified things that I cannot get into of what the presidents do in maintaining rule one and rule equal to stay away from joinder of now space, stay away from joinder of position as a president. They move them in and out of the countries under specific time frames. Everything is about vessel movement and timelines. Once you become cognizant of that and you watch these so-called presidents get into position, you find that they are being handled and moved very delicately right in front of us in and out of contract locations so they can never create a fact or never establish a law or a procedure. So it's a total ruse upon a ruse upon a ruse, and the people are untrained to see what is actually happening here. The House and Senate, Congress, the same thing. There are no senators, there are no representatives. This is martial law out here. What I mean by that, if you walk into every governor's office in what you would call the United States or the Union, in all governor's office atop all flag standards is the spire or the spear. Under condition of state of contract, whatever on the top of the flag standard sets the terms. The spire is in compliance of Army Regulation 840-10, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 210. That will give you closure that what's on the flag standard, so the spire suspends contracts, so the state rights become null and void, because this is a condition of state of martial law, right? Unfortunately.
By the way who?
They're doing it. I'm not doing this.
It's in martial law, like Robert had said in the first segment last week, that we're in a state of martial law now. That's what you're talking about. It's been declared.
Yes. Now I did on December 1st, and I've declassified this as of the other day for the civilian sector. As of December 12th, 2004. I've been conducting a military court-martial at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. every 45 days. I conducted it for 4 years. And that was in the mall next to the Washington Monument. And I did over 10,000 mailings in that, held a duty post, and conducted myself as I learned a tremendous amount conducting myself as a commander-in-chief. Under the mechanics of what makes a commander-in-chief, and held a military court-martial against well over 500 into the thousands of admirals and generals and vice. It was a tremendous case, but it wasn't a location that I was looking to do. It was something that the Navy JAG and the Pentagon forced me into because I had peace treaties prior to that. Stemming from February 20th, 2003 with the Pentagon, where the Secretary of the Navy's office leased the Title IV flag from me under a peace treaty. Wow. And then they violated the peace treaty. And I was on the phone with them at the front doors at the Pentagon. And they were like, Russell, what happens when peace gets trespassed on and violated. And I looked at them, I was like, and they were all up there waving at me. And I was like, oh no, I got to go to war. And cause I'm a peaceful person by nature. I try not to be aggressive and violent and, you know, but I do know what that means to be firm. And I'm willing to go there to safeguard the flag, safeguard the country, safeguard the citizens of this planet. I can definitely go into that mode as a commander in chief and be very firm and, you know, probably not the nicest guy to be around. But
so what happened then when they declared war,
then I immediately opened a general military court martialing case, and I proceeded to court martial of them and getting them for AWOL because I was trying to stop this. I was trying to stop the Iraq war.
Well, I
only have one question for all of our viewers. Was 9/11 set up?
I think the majority of people feel it was at this point. And not necessarily it's sitting under conspiracy theory, but more of just a fact at this point. I think there's so many people
we have been not allowed as a society to see the real facts, to put the real culprits on trial who orchestrated this to get our soldiers to move into a condition of state of war. And so my condition, because I knew there was no president, I knew that George Bush, whatever, adjective, pronoun, was not a fact to establish and send a military, because I had already established contracts at the Vatican and the Pentagon to be the commander-in-chief and postmaster general in charge of the bills of the ladings, which meant that as the soldier, remember what I told you earlier, he goes into the post office first and gets his postal register. So he was under my postal registration watch. And with my watch, I was going to not allow them to get to put themselves in harm's way. Instead of dropping bombs on people, we would have built infrastructures, right? So if they want to be in their condition of state, whatever it is that they believe in, they could stay in their specific sector and conduct and manage their own lives.
Wow. On that note, we have to take a quick break. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. I want to hear more. This is fascinating. We have so much to cover. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. If you have questions and you'd like to ask Russell questions, email me directly at radio@makinglifebrighter.com, and we will take those questions, and we'll have a show where you can call in and also ask him questions in the future. This is amazing. There is so much to this series. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and we have special guest Commander-in-Chief Russell-J. Colin Gould with us today, and he is outlining the structure, the quantum banking, the reconstitution of the Constitution as he's written it in Quantum Now Time and his syntax grammar specialty. And we are learning quite a bit, but at the same time, we are having the opportunity to consider what it is he's really done and why that's affecting us as people. So, Russell, I'd like to jump right back into what makes you the Postmaster General. What is that? And explain to people what that means.
Well, the first thing that establishes it is knowledge. You have to have knowledge to comprehend what I've set up in the postal construct. And the other is nativity. I was first in line, first in time, so to speak. So when I filed my Postmaster Generalship and autographed across the label, became Postmaster General of the United States Postal Service, I then filed a document about a year later with the Universal Postal Union and disqualified the guidelines for setting up postal banking for every country on planet Earth, because the Universal Postal Union was the central point piece that other countries' postal systems would be in joinder with. The other countries' postal systems would authorize that country's banking system. So on June 18th, 2003, I actually was in Bern, Switzerland, and sat down with the Universal Postal Union heads about the mechanics of what I had created. They told me they were going to stay in the future tense and the past tense, and they would have no now space or now time authorization. Which I thought was great, because if you're not here now, you're a non-factor. So those who were setting up banking under their construct, they would be easily harvested by our system, because they would never have the authorization to be there now. So you see a lot of attempts for people to set up banks and constructs, and they have no now space cognition of correct grammar and the mechanics of how to set up a bank as a port of location or port of entry, so to speak, but EN means no. So a port of banking, a porthole to create bills of lading for the people to use. This is what I took control of as a clearinghouse worldwide. And so in 2004, I went into the International Bureau of Weights and Measures and rewrote the construct for setting up mechanical structures of addresses. Or see, when these people set up their banks, they're putting a mailing location on it, which they call an address. But when you start a word with a vowel followed by a double consonant, it means no. So AD, then you have the DRESS, so it means no dress. So you have to study your prefixes and suffixes, which most of your prefixes will take you into a negative content or construct or separating you from time and space, and your suffixes will mainly move you out of time and space to add insult to injury. So they'll call it an executioner or an executor. EX means no. So you're an executor of a trust or an executor of a will. You're a know what? And so you have to look at these words, or you're doing an investigation. IN means no. Or you go to a bank and you do a deposit, thinking you've done something. But the prefix DE means to separate from. Then the bank turns around and hands you a receipt, but the prefix RE means no. So they gave you nothing back. So you go into the bank, you do a deposit, so you separate yourself from your position, and then the bank turns around and hands you a receipt because they've given you nothing back. So these are some of the tricks and traps that you must watch out for, let alone all the tricks and traps of setting up your bank location, which I have the copyrights to on a worldwide level.
And so these banks that are setting up now technically are not legitimate. If they don't have the authorization from you to set up,
They're lacking contract with me, and they're lacking contract, incorrect communication, partial syntax grammar, which I have the copyrights to under the franchise to authorize those banks. Now, there are many people out here claiming to have the copyrights to the correct communication parse syntax grammar. However, David and I are the founding people of this with another gentleman who backed out, and I have the copyrights when Dave died because his family since 2002 was supposed to function in correct communication parse syntax grammar, which they did not. So under contract performance, David's family vacated its estate. And I set that up because I didn't want to have any problems when they passed on. Unfortunately, their family and other people are claiming all these things, but they don't comprehend the usury of construct. So David and the federal government here does, because David went into the federal court system and surrendered his flag usury position as an architect. And that was done in Grand Rapids, Michigan in 2006 by David's performance, by my performance.
Why would he do that?
Because to come through the things that I've come through, you know, was very physically demanding and very hard.
You mean when they arrested you and they beat you and you fasted for a month? We're going to get into that
That's another issue. Yeah, but it's a very physical road to hoe. And he wasn't willing to pay the price on that. And so he surrendered his flag when they surrounded him. He surrendered his flag usury at that point. Mm-hmm. And that was a tough thing for me to watch. But, the U.S. Marshals, they were prepping me for it during that location because I was standing my ground. And unfortunately, people try to challenge me at all levels at all the time. And no matter how small the situation is, I will never surrender the flag and I will fight to the death on that. So it's something to consider when people come in after me for the smallest of things. I will not surrender, because if I surrender, then I surrender the things that the planet can benefit on. And I'm not going to do that. I have a family myself and I love them. I'm not going to leave this planet without providing a better service and a better place for my family and the loved ones that I have here, as well as let the citizens of the world use that for their loved ones.
Well, this is important, and what you're saying is basically you've acted as a patriot to the country in what you've done, which is mainly based upon almost mathematical interfaces. You've looked at things and said, this isn't technically correct, and therefore I'm going to correct it. And so you created a system in a variety of systems, if you will. You took the flag back. You logged into the UN. You went to Bern, Switzerland. You logged yourself in as the Postmaster General of the world, and you created treaties with other countries who recognize you as this man that has this authority and did all this. Now, what does that mean to the citizens of the United States that you have this? How does that benefit them?
Well, you got to remember, United is a past tense, the States is a pronoun. So the citizens that you would call in the Union or in the States, this creates a situation where they need to comprehend their points of usury with the things that have been set up. So I must do a better job at giving. See, not only did I write the system for the courts, I wrote a system for health, for curing, not practicing, right? A system for agriculture where there is no GMOs, there are no chemtrails, no 5G, no manipulation. Oh, we need to at how our water, what we're doing to our water, so when we put them into our vessel, our bodies here. And so we need to take all that into consideration. Our transportation, right, and the things that I set up there, the things with the finance, the global economics, the customs and policies. There are literally thousands and thousands of paper. On a soldier's end, I rewrote the whole VA system, the veterans fairs, right, and then put it in a way where their families, and if they get hurt in battle, there's an automatic macroeconomic sliding scale to make sure that their families are taken care of. right? All these things need to be taken a real consideration look at, because we want to take care of those who are safeguarding us. In return, instead of going out and causing harm to others, we want to take a look at some of the other platforms that are available for the free energy, so we don't have to have the oil wars. There are many people out here with many brilliant minds and fields that are far, far wonderful. You know, I'm just a facet of usury that people could join the platform to put their concepts on to keep them safe. People out here are involved in fields that are so wonderful in health and free energy that can use my system so that they can turn around and give it to the world, so we're not held under the yoke of some of these tyrannical things that have taken over and influenced our lives on a day-to-day function. So these are some of the things that my system gives authorization for the creative minds to join, to bring solutions and help the planet, not bring us back into this archaic thumb over, you know, boot on your neck and tell us they're helping us by pulling on us as hard as they can. You know, imagine if you actually had a house where you actually owned. You didn't have a mortgage on it, and you got to sit there and you got to build equity and think about how you wanted to make life better for yourself, instead of constantly going to somebody else's job and being on their terms, and then struggling and getting up at 6 a.m. and then getting home. By the time you go get groceries and get dinner, it's 9 o'clock before you hit the thing and go, oh man, you turn on a little bit of news and you have no time to concentrate on the things that benefit your family, benefit your loved ones. These are concepts with my system that allow a little bit more freedom there. So you're not, don't have the boot on your neck, so to speak, pulling as hard as they can. Imagine if you were taught actually how to transfer wealth from generation to generation as you pass on, so your equity doesn't hit probate court, so the attorneys can't tie up people's equity as they go to pass it to their daughters or their wives or their loved ones or their spouses or their significant others. These are concepts that I've built because all the court systems on planet Earth are closed because of the martial law. They only function as a collection agency for the ignorant, for those who are dumb enough to walk in, so they can harvest you. You can pay attorney fees. The attorneys get richer. All attorneys on planet Earth hate me, but I'm fine with that because they can't read and write. They can only sit there in law and at law, which is an adverb verb scenario, and never create a fact. They can only lie to you and take our wealth and have people pay attorney's fees and sit around and pay them for arbitrating on what words might or might not mean, because they sit as adjectives and pronouns under subjective interpretation. The prepositional phrase and preset condition of a fact controls your cargo, your things, your matters. And this is a wonderful thing to learn. It will change the planet. It'll change your worlds. And it'll allow each one of you to control that which you build or that which you live.
And on that note, we're going to take another break. We'll be back with our last segment with Commander-in-Chief Russell-J:Gould. And this is fascinating. We have so much more to explore. I have lots of questions, and I'm sure you do too. Email me at radio@makinglifebrighter.com with your questions, and check us out on Facebook and follow along, because this is an ongoing series. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers Jewelers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
We're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and we are in a special series with Russell-J. Colin Gould, and he is the Commander-in-Chief of Planet Earth, and he has the Title IV flag. And if you don't know what the Title IV flag is, then you need to go back and listen to our series last week and get a better overview, and then continue on with us as we go. Russell, can you explain to us exactly what it is that gives you the main authority that you have?
Well, first of all, I was first in line, first in time. I set up the quantum grammar construct, and I have knowledge of the functions of the positions, and I have the solitary authorizations by the contracts that were put in place by the people that were on the original contracts. And there were three of us, and my partner David Heifelwinkel and Miller passed on. The other gentleman backed out because he had to honor contracts that he could not perform. And that was how the construct got set up.
But if anybody came along and said, I want to do that, I can do that, I can say I can do that, and I'm it now, what would you say?
There's a lot of people trying. I got to tell you a sample of what some of the craziness that I'm seeing out here. There's a guy out of London, and he's actually claiming that and held a seminar like in Scotland or Ireland or something and had all these people show up, and he was selling federal postal judgeships.
How can you judgeships. Do that?
How do you sell a judgeship? Number one, judgeships are earned. They're not by the federal postal court. We don't consider handing out judgeships until you've studied the quantum grammar for a minimum of 10 years. And then it's based upon your performances and how you've interacted with the court systems around the world and how you've conducted yourself as a claimant, not as a judge. Because judgeships, there are mechanics there. So you can tell someone the mechanics, but until they live it out, they have no cognition. So you want people to live what they learn. Right, you cannot sell federal postal court judgeships. Are you telling me that judgeships are for sale? Is this guy actually saying judgeships are for sale?
Is he earning money from this?
Yes.
Who is this man?
He calls himself Mark-Krishan-Christopher, and he is an absolute shyster, to say it kindly. And I've looked at his sentence structure, and he can't write in correct communication as far as his sentence grammar. His sentence structure is all out of whack. His claims of his now asserted authority with no authorization, because David could not authorize this. David Eifelwin, Colin Miller, could not authorize him to do a single thing because David was in perjury of the system that David was in. The governments around the world know this. They are simply allowing this man to set people up so that they can pray into more harvest for their judicial systems, what that means as he supposedly trains and sells judgeships, not allows people to earn them, which they must do first. He then turns around and sells somebody a judgeship. That person goes out and tries to help somebody else who's actively involved in another court case against somebody, against another judicial system. And that person continually gets harvested and loses, and all the bad things happen to him. That's unfair to the citizens of this planet, and he needs to stop.
Well, are you in control of him stopping? Since you're the commander-in-chief, can you do something about that?
I am doing something about it, but I'm moving into a different state of the martial hyphen law, and it's not peaceful. And those days will come. Those days will come.
So are you rounding up sort of the bad guys in the world? Are you taking on some of the things that we contend with, like our 5G and these things that are potentially harmful to us? Can you do anything about that?
I can, but no one has filed a complaint with me on that.
So who would file a complaint with you on that?
Would be the citizens of the world, of course.
And so while some countries are touting that and benefiting from it, what do you have to say about that?
The people that are projecting those frequencies on the people, they will be rounded up. And as the education continues by the citizens of the planet, and they get me positioned to where I can authorize the physical force, when that happens, I give my word to the citizens of this planet, as well as my performance, that you will see people get hurt real bad.
Well, you're not threatening them necessarily. You said you're peaceful.
This is not a threat. This will be a performance. I told you, I do not do threats. I only perform. Those who have studied me for a long time know that when I create a performance, I go do what I say. I will not allow these people to harm planet Earth, nor the citizens of this planet.
And so that includes 5G, that includes the banking system. There's all kinds of quantum banking systems being set into place, and there's a large faction of the New Age world that's very much vested, and even the finance world. Take the dinar, the Zim notes, the people that are investing, the people that think that, you know, this grand return is coming to them. Well, technically, based on what you've created and set up, there could be a return gold-backed coming to them in a different way that begets 100% responsibility and a participation in a system, but it requires education and understanding. But the acceptance of your system, first off. Secondarily, these people are creating a quantum system based on what? If you're the architect of a quantum banking system, how can they create another banking system?
They're creating it on the uneducation of the citizens of this planet. The citizens are uneducated. When I take a look at how they set up their construct, it is a joke. It is, you can punch a hole through this thing so easy, and I can take everything from them very, very easily because of their lack of authorization to comprehend where their usury was stemming from the disqualification of Universal Postal Union in 2001. From the disqualification, or yeah, 2001, 2002, 2003, from the disqualification of the United States Post Office. And you got to comprehend, most of these citizens are doing this, and they still are doing it off of their usury contract that they docked on planet Earth, their birth certificate, which is a fraudulent document.
Wow.
And I've disqualified the birth certificate system, and they have no foundation for the statement of a claim. If they get a claim of the claim of the life for usury comes with the performance of the quantum construct that I set up, and then they have to fall into the guidelines of what's already been the establishment and the foundation. You have to comprehend, Winifred, this is not something that people can sit around and argue. The performances have already been done. The establishment and foundation of me as the commander-in-chief and comptroller of the global postal currency is already in place. So this isn't something that is new to the banking families. They already know. They're allowing people to move forward because they don't want to tell them about me.
Wow, and on that note, We have to close today, but we want to talk more with you. And you all need to stay tuned for the outtake. Go to makinglifebrighter.com to the radio page there, and you'll hear last week's outtake and the outtake here. There's so much more to talk about. We're going to continue this series, and hopefully you will ask questions that we can also ask Commander-in-Chief Russell J. Gould, and we'll have a call-in upcoming. Thank you so much for being here today, and we will look forward to speaking with you again. And Commander, wow, you have done something amazing in this world. I am curious to ask you so many more questions, so I'll look forward to that. Thank you so much for being here.
Many blessings to you and your audience.
Thank you. Go Jolly.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go Jolly!